Thomas is given chief judgeship. The Atlanta Constitution, Friday, the 7th of November, 1913, page 1, column 2. J.B. Ridley, Luther Rosser, Jr., and Chief Judge Will serve 4 years, McClell Land and Hathcock, too. E.D. Thomas is to be the chief judge of the new municipal court for a term of 4 years. J.B. Ridley and Luther Rosser, Jr. will also serve for terms of 4 years. L.F. McClelland and 2 Hathcock will be judges for terms of 2 years each. These appointments were announced by Governor Slayton just before he left the city late yesterday afternoon for Dublin. The commissions of the new judges, when issued, will date from January 1, 1914. Much pressure brought. Not often has such pressure been brought upon a governor as was brought upon a governor as was brought in connection with these appointments. While it was a foregone conclusion that he would name the men recommended by the judge of the Superior Court of Fulton County, there was fierce competition among the various applicants for the chief judgeship and also for the 4-year terms. Before the governor reached his office Thursday morning, there were many callers waiting to see him on behalf of one or the other of the men, and others had called up Secretary Jesse Perry and arranged for appointments. The governor very patiently heard them, although it took up the greater part of the day, and therefore it was late in the afternoon before he could announce his decision. Will Contest Law, attorney Robert H. Jackson of the law firm of Gober and Jackson, has been retained by Justice of the Peace W.T. Jordan to make a fight on the constitutionality of the new municipal court created by act of the recent legislature. The appearance of Jackson in this capacity is believed to be the first gun in an organized battle by all of the justices in Fulton County, who will be automatically wiped out of office on January 1st of next year unless they can make a legal stand against the new tribunal. The attack on the new court will be made as soon as the court officials, yet to be named, begin spending any of the county's money, declared Attorney Jackson on Wednesday afternoon. It is expected that several other justices of the peace will stand behind Judge Jackson's fight against removal. Page 1, Column 3. Bold Auto Thieves Keeping Police Busy. Chief Beavers declares that all offenders will be prosecuted to full extent of the law. Stealing automobiles is one of the most popular pastimes in Atlanta, according to the police, who are receiving calls almost daily from car owners whose machines have disappeared. It is thought that the cars are taken by a crowd of young hoodlums who desire the pleasures of joy riding free of charge, as the cars taken thus far have all turned up, although far from the places from which they were taken, and somewhat the worse for wear. A big overland touring car, belonging to H.E. Mosley of Marietta, was taken from the curb in front of the Columbia Burlesque Theater Wednesday night and was not recovered until late Thursday evening, when call officer Evans found the abandoned machine at the corner of Washington Street and Woodward Avenue. K.F. McKintry, 469 Peachtree Street, left his Marmon touring car in front of the Empire Building Thursday evening and returned 5 minutes later to find that it had disappeared. It is a 4-passenger car of a dark blue color. Up to an early hour this morning, all efforts of the police to locate the car and the thieves had proved fruitless. The police authorities are aroused over the bold thefts and are determined to put a stop to the practice, Chief Beavers declaring that any offenders of this class apprehended will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Page 7, Column 1. A Reciprocal Duty. Chief Beavers has wisely taken up the matter of impressing upon the parents and people generally of Atlanta the importance of reciprocity in ensuring the safety of children upon the traffic-congested streets of the city. Obviously, it is impossible for the drive of any form of vehicle dray, truck, or auto to make the streets safe by his own unaided efforts. He must have the cooperation of those who use the streets for other than traffic purposes, pedestrians, in other words, who are forced to negotiate street crossings. Even when the man in the street exercises the utmost possible vigilance, accidents are likely if pedestrians fail to observe due caution. The reciprocal duty of watchfulness applies with a special force to children. Naturally headlong and impulsive, they need to be taught the fundamental principles of self-protection with relation to street traffic. Under natural conditions, the streets belong to traffic and the sidewalks to pedestrians. Vehicles never use the sidewalk, And so as long as the pedestrian, child, or adult stays there, he is safe. But pedestrians are compelled upon occasion to cross the street, and that is where the menace lies. Parents who wish to minimize accidents should therefore drill constantly into the mind of the child that the mere act of stepping down from sidewalk to street is dangerous, unless extraordinary vigilance is exercised. Teachers should devote a part of one day a week, or better still, a few minutes each day, to the same task. Such tuition will protect the child in his youthful days, and as well inculcate the involuntary vigilance that will follow him after he has become an adult. The police of Chief Beavers is to be commended. It is aimed at one of those city perils that increase with growth, and it is sought to be implanted in such manner that in the Atlanta of the next generation, people will be so trained in precaution as to bring accidents to an irreducible minimum. Page 6, Column 4, Cops to Use Whistles to Control Traffic. A metropolitan system of traffic management has been inaugurated by Chief Beavers along the lines of methods used by New York, Cincinnati, and Philadelphia police. Beginning at noon yesterday, traffic policemen will command vehicles and pedestrians by the whistle system. The whistle signals have been arranged in this manner. One blast north and south traffic has a right of way to proceed, while east and west traffic is held in check. Three blasts emergency and possible danger. At the sounding of this signal, all vehicles and pedestrians must not proceed over the crossing. This signal is to be used in case of approach of the fire department, ambulances, runaways, or any other emergency.